Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter is on the board of directors, and she says she voted in favor of pulling out of the carbon-free investment because the Department of Energy had backed out. This would leave small cities like Heber in line to be the first risk should something go wrong with the project once it comes online.
For me, primarily, the issue was the subscriptions. The plant is going to be 720 megawatts. And initially, they were up to about 180 of those subscribed, and the Department of Energy was going to take the first 50, so nobody was taking the first risk. Well, Department of Energy pulled out of that first risk position and just committed $1.3-something billion, which is great, but that leaves these small cities to take the first risk, and many cities have pulled out. A few before we did, and so now they're down to just over, I believe, 100 and some number of subscriptions. And for me, that was kind of the kicker, because I thought, why are no other people jumping into this? Why are people jumping out? There could be other deeper issues that we aren't understanding, or just that nobody likes to take the first risk, but it can't be small cities like Heber.
The only dissenting vote from the board came from Wasatch County Council Representative Kendall Crittenden.
I recognize that it was a great risk, a great financial risk. We stayed in the project. Costs have gone up some. It's an expensive proposition. It's a first of kind. As I've watched it, I've toured the NuScale facility up in Oregon. I've watched it as it's moved along. I'm totally sold on their project. Nuclear, I think, a way to the future. It's going to be a good project for whoever gets involved with it.
Crittenden says Heber Light and Power has a good portfolio of non-carbon energy projects, including solar, wind, and steam. But he says with their highest usage from 5 to 8 p.m. and no real good battery storage, solar can't handle their base needs.
I think NuScale and Fluor, I think they got enough money. I don't know. I think they'll move forward with the project. The question was asked, could we buy back in at a later date? We don't know. And if so, we don't know what that rate will be.
Crittenden says NuScale's contract was committed to keep the rates at $55 per megawatt hour. Mayor Potter says Heber Light and Power has about 13,000 customers and 40% to 60% of their power comes from renewables. Right now, they don't have an alternative plan.
Our general manager, Jason Norland, suggested that he assumes that a lot of these cities that are backing out are going to possibly maybe come together and do something else, or, you know, we just have to keep looking. It seems like there's a lot of new technology coming up. We're definitely anxious to find more renewable resources, but it is tricky to be able to find things that are affordable and reliable and consistent that we can depend upon around the clock.
November 18th is the next board meeting, and it includes a public hearing on the proposed budget. It starts at 6 p.m. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.